Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with Jim DeRogatis, and this week is our first ever socially distant holiday spectacular with Christmas music crate digger Andy Surzan. Andy, you've got another batch of blues Christmas deep cuts for us, right?
Yeah, I do have another set here, and we're going to start off with a track by one of the better known and rightfully so originators of electric blues guitar, Freddie King. It's called Christmas Tears, and it came out on Federal on a 45. This guy is an influence on all of the British guys. They all name check him like crazy, Clapton and Page and whatnot. This is a 1961 45. And for a while, Freddie was actually working out of Chicago, and he backed up Howlin' Wolf and Little Walter. So, you know, you've got some like serious cred going on all over this thing. Those guys aren't on this track, but this guy went on to get inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So he's one of the legends of blues guitar, and he plays just some great solo on this one. And then the second track we're going to go into is by a very obscure blues artist out of Texas. His name is Hop Wilson. And this is another one of those two-track things. This is Merry Christmas, Darling, take two. This guy, though not known, is, and again, you know, the influence that these guitar players, electric guitar players, blues guys, including Albert King, who we're going to get into later on, super influenced the British guys. And in particular, Hop was a big influence on Johnny Winter, because, of course, he played for, he's from Texas too, obviously. And then Peter Green and Ron Wood, all name check him. He's known for having almost developed his own instrument. It's a double slide lap steel guitar that only he could probably figure how to play. I think he made it himself. And while he's singing, he's got a great voice. And while he's singing, he's playing these just crazy cool guitar riffs. And so you can see why all these other guys who went on to become superstar guitarists were like, wow. But obviously, most people haven't heard of him. So that's a little bit of a deep dig. So without further ado, here's Christmas Tears by Freddie King.
I hear sleigh bells ringing, but I haven't heard a word from you in years. I hear sleigh bells ringing, but I haven't heard a word from you in years. Oh, I hear choir singing, and I'm just sitting here crying Christmas tears.
You're listening to the 2020 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Mm-hmm. Christmas, baby. Babe, I heard you was doing fine. Yes, Merry Christmas, baby. Baby, I heard you was doing fine. Well, when you was with me last Christmas, baby, you said you would always be mine. The snow is falling, babe. Baby, everything is looking so bright. Yes, the snow is falling, darling. If I knew that you was here tonight. Merry Christmas, baby. Baby, I wish you a happy new year. Happy New Year. Yes, I would feel much better, darling. Baby, if you was here near.
You're listening to the 2020 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Put some mighty sad news, and I ain't got nothing to say. Drunk all day, Christmas Day. jump, watch up, watch up.
Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Fantastic stuff, Andy. I always know I've hit on gold when my wife, Carmel, who has, like, you know, zero tolerance for the music Jim's constantly playing. You know, this happens once every 3 years where I'm playing something in my office and she comes in the office and says, "Wow, what have we been listening to?"
Yeah.
She did that with your Christmas Blues compilation.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So the hell with what I think as a critic. You know, if you cut it with Carmel. Tell us what we just heard.
She must have some pretty big ears because, like, this isn't for everybody.
No, yeah, but this is how we all felt in 2020, Andy. And now we're at the holidays, and it's perfect. What did we just hear?
Well, that was Christmas Present Blues, and that's another 45 from my collection. That one is, first off, when I found that 45, you know, I was pretty happy because it's a Jimmy Reed 45 on a small indie label. And I was like, all right, that's cool. But it was a song called Crying Blind. And I'm like, I wonder what that sounds like. Oh, and I'm definitely buying this, you know, $2 or whatever. I turned it over. And it's got this Christmas present blues on the B side. And I'm going like, what the? All right. You know, Sonny Boy Williamson. Now, important to note, this is the other Sonny Boy Williamson. The first Sonny Boy Williamson. Who they call is the first, or you know hit John Lee Williamson. Sonny, the second Sonny Boy, was apparently like a really bad dude. I mean, bad in a bad way. Incredible musician, but just kind of like street, you know. And he basically stole his name, and he started telling everybody that's who he was to get gigs and stuff. And you know, he was kind of like an intimidating guy, and. The older Sonny Boy, original guy, was just like, what the heck? You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. they didn't have lawyers back then, I guess, or something.
But he wasn't going to call him on it.
No, he was a very intimidating guy. And
yeah.
he is probably more than any other one of these blues guys, the guy who actually went to London, hung out with the Stones, hung out with Beck and all those guys, and they just loved him. They couldn't get over it. He went down to Carnaby Street and bought a big old bowler cap and was hanging out with, this is our guy, this is our guy. And they were jamming. Yeah. There's jams they did in the late 60s.
This is Sonny Boy 1.
2.
Sonny Boy 2.
Yeah, the guy we're talking about who was a bad boy. And he came along much later than the first one. But anyway, just a crazy backstory to that whole thing. His actual name was Rice Miller, born in Jackson, Mississippi, and that track was recorded in 1951, and that's set too.
Cool, and Christmas Tears and Merry Christmas, Darling at the top of that set. Great, great stuff, Andy Serzan, as always. We've got one more segment coming up, but if you at home have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, blues especially, let us know by sending a voice memo to interact@soundopinions.org. Andy's going to play his final set of rare holiday blues greats after a short break on Sound Opinions.